Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by
Wall Smith Bateman Inc. is the certified public accounting firm of choice. Wall Smith Bateman Inc. offers comprehensive tax compliance and planning services regardless of your changing needs. Their business hub will accommodate your accounting, payroll, and bookkeeping needs, making keeping records easy. Wall Smith Bateman Inc. will also take care of your tax return preparation, tax and estate planning, merger and acquisition planning, and federal and state tax controversy representation. They offer audit assurance and accounting services too that deliver peace of mind for you. Improve your business strategy, better manage your information, and renovate your internal control with your financial statement audits, reviews, and compilations. Wall Smith Bateman Inc. are your partners in success, combining friendly, accommodating service and valuable insight that will have a measurable, positive effect on your profitability. Whether you're a startup or a long-established company, they can provide you with a full range of accounting services, including financial statement preparation, accounting, along with computerized bookkeeping and payroll services via their online hub. They even have an extensive online calendar available for personal, local, state, and federal filing deadlines. That's Wall Smith Bateman, Inc., Certified Public Accounting. Call 719-589-3619. That's 719-589-3619. Visit them on the web at wsbcpa.com or at their offices located at 700 Main Street in Alamosa. Their mission and values are the essence of who and what they are.
As one of the most well-known youth organizations in the San Luis Valley, Boys and Girls Clubs provide young people with opportunities to engage in programs that help them achieve academic success, take charge of their health by building healthy habits that stick with them throughout their lives, and foster the skills they need to be active in their communities. They ensure that every child that walks through club doors has his or her needs met. By collaborating with families, schools, and other partners in the community, BGCSLV is able to provide an environment for learning and growing. The staff of professionals deliver well-rounded and both nationally recognized and innovative programs to club members. By tracking participation and results, they are able to continually evaluate effectiveness.
At Boys and Girls Clubs across the country, the three main focus areas include academic success, good character and citizenship, and healthy eating, active living. Their mission is to ensure that all children and youth, especially those who need us most, are offered opportunities to realize their full potential as responsible, caring, and productive citizens of a richly diverse world.
SL Voices spoke with Aaron Miltenberger, Executive Director, and Maddie Alborn, Team Director, to learn how they go about accomplishing their goals and missions on a daily basis. BGCSLV is a fabulous resource for children and families all over the San Luis Valley. As we walked through their front doors, our senses were overwhelmed with laughter, young people of all ages playing and interacting in various healthy ways, and a general sense of safety, well-being, and freedom. All the staff wore genuine smiles, and their love for what they do was obvious in the way they seemed to give so much of themselves.
The Boys and Girls Club of the San Luis Valley motto says so much. We are BGC. Our kindness will shine brighter than a star. Our pride is strong, and so are we. We are responsible and respectful. We work as a team. We encourage others and hold each other accountable. One club. One team, one week.
I'm Adam, and we're here in Alamosa at the Boys and Girls Club of the San Luis Valley talking with Aaron Miltenberger. Hi, Aaron.
How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
And you are what here at the Boys and Girls Club?
That's a great question. So my role is the executive director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley. It's a role that I've occupied for the last 10 months. Really enjoyed my last 10 months. I've learned a lot. Gotten to know a lot of the community. And really, for me, this is a coming back home. I served as the Intel Computer Clubhouse coordinator for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley 12 years ago. So for me, this is really coming back to something that has been near and dear to my heart for quite a while. I've worked with young people pretty much my entire professional career, maybe even before that, since the time I was 14 or 15, working at summer camp programs and teaching people to tie knots and whittle wood and things like that. So I have a real passion for working with youth and making sure that there is advocacy for young people in our community. Really blessed to be able to be in this position with the Boys and Girls Clubs.
And you are originally from this area?
No, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I moved out to the San Luis Valley 19 years ago by a series of fluke events and have been here ever since. My first job was working for a summer camp called Mountain Trails Youth Camp, which was up in the Alamosa Canyon. Worked there for a couple of years and then got an opportunity to come and work in wilderness therapy programs. And wilderness therapy programs, for those who don't know, is an opportunity for young people who find themselves in trouble in the legal system, nonviolent offenders, to go out for 90 days into the wilderness, backpack around, learn about life, and have some immediate consequences to choices. One of the examples of that we always use is, if you leave your boots out in the rain, you're going to have wet boots to hike in the next day, because there's nobody that's going to give you a dry pair of boots when you're 10,000 feet above sea level and out in the middle of the mountain. This is a great opportunity for young people to not have to be in a detention center, really learn about their choices and the consequences of those and make some changes to their life. Worked with families as well, so they were going back to an environment where there was difference and change. We saw a lot of really good results with that. And there is a point where sleeping out for 210 days in a year becomes something you don't want to do for the rest of your life. The opportunity to come and work with the youth of the Boys and Girls Club was really attractive to me. So I came back here and started working the Intel Computer Clubhouse 12 years ago. The Intel Computer Clubhouse, we're actually sitting in right now, these bright purple walls and all this technical equipment is really designed to take young people from consumers of technology. You look around and young people are on their phone all the time, the head down, kind of this glazed over look, and really helping them move from consumers of technology to producers of technology. So you say you want to listen to music. Well, we've got a recording studio. You can record some music. We've got a keyboard. You can produce the music. You want to watch YouTube videos? We've got cameras. You can produce the videos here. You can upload them to YouTube. You want to jump on websites and play Flash games? Well, we can teach you how to produce Flash games and make Flash games for yourself and your friends. So really helping young people understand that they don't have to just passively consume that technology, that they actually can have a role in producing it, and probably will in the next 50 years. Our young people are going to drive technology in a way that we've never considered before.
It's come a long way already.
Absolutely.
It really has.
Yep.
So tell me, if you have one, what is a typical day like for you here?
That's a great question. If you happen upon a typical day for me, please let me know, because I haven't experienced one yet.
Also joining us is Maddie Alborn. Maddie, you're the team director here, correct?
I am, yes.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and tell us a little bit about what you do here at the Boys and Girls Club.
So I started working at the Boys and Girls Club about a year and a half ago. I wasn't hired as the teen director initially. I was actually hired as the art coordinator when the woman who was working here before went on maternity leave. But after an awesome field trip to New Mexico, we went to Meow Wolf with the teenagers. The director at the time asked if I would want to be the teen director. At the time, I didn't really know what all that entailed. So over the last year, we've been rebuilding the teen program, letting it grow very organically and really focusing on what the teenagers want, and including the preteens too. So starting at the age of 11 all the way up to 18 is sort of my domain of programming area. We've started doing late nights on Monday and Wednesday, where they get some time to have the club to themselves, where we have important conversations about what's going on in their life. We also want to start our own podcast, too. So,
oh, great.
Really happy to be part of this experience as well.
Well, tell me, what's a typical day like for you here?
Typical day for me. I am a full-time employee. A lot of my morning consists of planning, specifically for teen programming, whether that's finding guest speakers to come in, planning trips, collaborating with the other staff members and other people we collaborate with in the community, such as the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative, the Valley Humane League. We go and volunteer and walk dogs and a number of other things. Kids arrive around 3:15, so for the majority of the day, I'm actually out on the floor working with kids from 6 all the way up to 17 as our oldest member. Yeah, we go outside for recess, after snack, we do power hour, where they read or do their homework, or just sit together and talk if they don't have homework. And then around programming time from 5 to 6, that's kind of I shut myself away in the teen room and have those important conversations with teenagers. Anything that's going on with their life, their family, their peers, what's going on in school, their dreams, where they want to go. We're starting to plan for summer, so it's getting very exciting in the teen room right now.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you originally from?
So I was born in New Hampshire, actually. Then we moved to Virginia when I was 10. We were there for about 6 years. Then we moved to D.C., and then I went to school in Boston at Tufts University and the School of the Museum of Fine Arts, where I studied painting, performance, writing, X, Y, Z, all of the things. And then I hiked the Appalachian Trail, which has been a lifelong dream for me. I met a lot of really cool people along the way. Ended up moving out to Colorado with one of them. We just kept in touch over about a year. We wrote letters back and forth, and then he asked me if I wanted to move to Colorado, and I said yes.
Here you are.
And here I am.
So how did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
You know, I get that question a lot. People say, you're from the East Coast, how did you end up here? So I share with them my story of meeting my friend on the Appalachian Trail, and him and his son, they hiked a decent section of the Continental Divide. They came into the valley over Coombers Pass and stayed in Antonito at the motel there. So when we moved out here together, we just went to the motel because that was the only place that he knew of. And I ended up living and working at the motel for my first 3 years here. And I put myself through grad school at Adams State. Yeah, right after I graduated, I found the Boys and Girls Club, and I've been here ever since. So
let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club of the San Luis Valley. What, to start, is your basic mission?
The Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley was really started in 1994 by a group of teens who went to leaders in the community and said, there's not enough for us to do here. The city council then voted to approve giving a building downtown and the establishment of a youth program. And at that point, they didn't really know what they wanted it to be. They did some research and officially opened as a Boys and Girls Club because it is a national standard for youth development programs. There was not a physical space at that point in time, and so they were operating out of the schools. And from 1994 through 1999, there was a significant amount of fundraising and development in the community to open up this beautiful building that we're sitting in at 1115 10th Street in Alamosa. We opened up our doors in 1999, 20 years ago. So this building has lots of scratch marks, and each one of those tell a story.
There's a lot of character.
It has a tremendous amount of character. Thousands of young people in the San Luis Valley that have come through these doors. I'm fortunate enough to have been here, and over the past 12 years have seen many of those young people who were youth when I worked here go on to be productive members of our community.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Your days of operation, hours?
We run Monday through Friday from 3:15 until 7 p.m. We do have early release days, so when Alamosa school districts or La Jara school districts get out early, we'll bring those young people here outside of those times. And on Fridays, we're open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., and we do that to accommodate the communities like Centauri and Sargent that don't have school on Friday to make sure that there's a safe place for those young people to be when there's not school time. In addition to that, on Monday and Wednesday, we do what's called a stay late night. Originally, that was just for our teenagers to be able to have a time and space where they didn't have 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds running around, which kind of drives them nuts on a daily basis, and really just to give them time to be with older kids. We've found that many of our 11 and 12-year-olds also could benefit from a stay late night. And what we know from doing prevention research is that really that 11, 12-year-old age frame is when they start taking high-risk behaviors, and there's a better chance for them to start experimenting with drugs and alcohol, tobacco, sex, things like that. So having an opportunity for them to connect with some of their peers in a supported environment is really important to preventing long-term consequences of risk-taking behavior. In addition, once a month, we do a teen-only night. And that teen-only night is even later. So we stay open until 10 p.m. And we have a teen director that works directly with our teens to design those programs once a month. Sometimes they do story slams at the Narrow Gauge bookstore. Sometimes they drive to Antonito and participate in cultural activities. Sometimes they do other things like ice skating. So it's really up to the teens to design that teen night. And we found that that's been a really effective way to grow and increase our participation from teens. What's important to know is that really after the age of 11, most young people have the choice of whether or not they want to stay home and self-manage or whether they want to come to a place like the Boys and Girls Clubs. And so we need to make sure that we're incenting them to be here because of the positive relationships with caring adults.
What are the age ranges of the young adults and children here?
That's a good question. So we allow folks to come at the age of 6 and they time out with us at 18. We do have a junior staff program that's open and available for anybody who's 15 and up. We primarily try to keep that for our 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. Workforce opportunities in this area can be really difficult, especially for young people. And what we hear all the time from employers is, boy, I'd love to hire you, kid, but you just don't have any experience. And so the opportunity to provide experience to somebody who can then transfer into a job at McDonald's or some other restaurant in the Valley, some other entry-level job is really important.
You really are serving, too, the entire San Luis Valley, the way you're describing where everybody's coming from.
I think it's really important to remember that the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley is a valley-wide enterprise. So even though our club is located in Alamosa, we have had clubs in the past in Monta Vista. We've had a club in the past in La Jara. We've had a club in the past in Center. Just because we're located in Alamosa doesn't mean we're just serving Alamosa. And that's been a really important focus of our board and our staff over the last year or so, to say that the services of a Boys and Girls Club isn't confined to the four walls of our building or the boundaries of our property. Serving the youth of the entire San Luis Valley is our mission and our objective. And the way that we're doing that is by developing some really strong partnerships with other out-of-school time providers. So we work with Conejos Clean Water, Move Mountains in San Luis. We work with High Valley Community Center. We work with Kids Connection. If there's an organization that is working with young people, we want to be right there. We want to be a good partner of stewarding the programs and services. If there's stuff that we have that we can share, we share our transportation with a number of those different organizations. We share training. And it's really because we believe that we're all better when we're all better.
And you've got a special event coming up that you want to talk about too.
We have a really special event coming up. So the event that we have coming up is our Youth of the Year Breakfast, and it's one of two fundraisers that we do over the course of a year. We have our annual Masquerade Ball and Gala that happens in October. That's a fantastic auction. It does a great job of bringing in the resources that we need to be able to operate our club on a daily basis. The Youth of the Year Breakfast is really the second time that we go out to the community members and ask them to donate to the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs. And it gives us a great opportunity to showcase some of the incredibly talented young people that we get the opportunity to work with every day. So we have a competition. It's a part of a national competition with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. It's called the Youth of the Year Competition. And it's open to everybody in our community, the entire San Luis Valley, to apply for this Youth of the Year Competition. They have to do essays. They have to get letters of recommendation. They work with a youth mentor and really build up a really strong portfolio to make the case before community judges that they should be recognized as the Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley. And on Tuesday, March 12th at 7 a.m., we will do the official announcement for the person who has been selected as the Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley. In addition, we have a competition for a Junior Youth of the Year, and that is a equally prestigious competition. So the Junior Youth of the Year will receive $500 towards an academic scholarship. Because of our partnership with Adams State University, the winner of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley Youth of the Year will get a scholarship to Adams State University, which is a really phenomenal recognition. That person then will go on to a state-level competition and will compete against other Youth of the Year winners from the 16 clubs across Colorado. The winner from the statewide competition will then go on to compete in the national competition with winners from each of the other 49 states in the United States of America. And in fact, In 2018, the Youth of the Year award winner for the national competition was Malachi from the Denver Metro Boys and Girls Clubs. Not the first time that we've had our Colorado Youth of the Year be recognized as the National Youth of the Year. So we have pretty stiff competition, but our folks from the San Luis Valley always stack up really high against those folks.
What can you tell us about the three candidates this year?
Yeah, so this year we have three candidates running for the title of Youth of the Year for the San Luis Valley. Whoever wins this round in-house will go on to the state level. We have Zachary Sullivan, we have Kevin Gonzalez, and we have Isaiah Avila. All three candidates have been members here for a number of years. Zachary came in when his family just moved to the San Luis Valley from West Virginia. He spoke a lot about being the new kid, both in the community and also in the club, and just that the Boys and Girls Club gave him a place as a young kid who didn't know anyone, and it was an easier way for him to come into the community. And he wrote a lot about that in some of his essays. Isaiah has been a member, I believe, since he was 6 years old. He's born and raised here and, you know, speaks very highly of the Boys and Girls Club, again, having a place to be. He's also a athlete. His main sport is wrestling. Really, with the preseason and postseason and traveling with the varsity team, he's on the junior varsity team right now. It takes up about half the year for him. So he kind of splits his time. Mainly, he's here in the summers. He's one of our junior staff members, as well as Zachary, too. Isaiah's just very passionate about both being a club member and being part of this community and this family, but also very determined. He's a very determined student athlete. When he sees a goal and when he has a goal, he will do anything to get there. He's a go-getter for sure. And Kevin, I feel like I can't even describe Kevin in words because he has so much about him. I've never met a young man who is more patient with young kids. Probably too, because he has two younger sisters. He has really strong family values, and he will protect his friends and his family the best that he can. He will speak up for the underdog. He will be a voice for both the teens, the younger kids who we serve at the Valley, and then also the staff as well. You know, if something needs to be said and if there's any kind of tension, he has a way about him that he can enter into a room and everything seems to settle no matter how heightened the situation is. He's just a really outstanding individual. I'm proud of all three of them for the work that they've put in to this Youth of the Year for 2019. And I feel very honored to be part of it as well and be their teen director and be there for them to support them with everything that's going on in their life, because it's not just school and the Boys and Girls Club and Youth of the Year. It's their relationship issues. It's their family issues. If they're getting bullied at school, if their friend's getting bullied at school, they have a lot on their plate and they're juggling a lot.
So tell me more about the breakfast event, the fundraiser that's coming up.
So the Youth of the Year breakfast is on March 12th. That's a Tuesday. It'll start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We try really hard to get everybody out by 8 o'clock so that folks can get to their jobs and not be delayed. The event is free and open to the public. We will have the introduction of our winner for the Youth of the Year competition. We'll talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Clubs and what we've been doing over the last year and what we're hoping to accomplish in the coming year. We're going to have breakfast served, and breakfast is going to be provided by Eef's, which is an incredible restaurant just down the street from us. And Crystal Lynn and Jamie are going to be working hard to produce 100-plus burritos for us that morning and some delicious green chili. The breakfast will be served by some of our members. It's a great opportunity for them to kind of get dudded up and see some of the community members, and for the community members to really see the youth that are members of the Boys and Girls Clubs. There will be an ask for donations. Like I said, the Boys and Girls Clubs is able to operate because of the generous, or with the generous support of our community. So we'll be asking folks to make a donation to contribute to the operations of the club. In particular, that money goes to support the teen program. One of the things that we know in our community is that our young people, and specifically our preteens and teens, are really struggling right now. There is more readily available substances that they have to deal with. I just got out of a meeting a few minutes ago about how prevalent vaping is in the high school It's happening all over our communities. And many of our youth think that things like vaping are a healthy alternative to smoking tobacco products or having dips and chews, when in fact, it can be as harmful, if not more harmful, than doing some of those other activities. So our teen program is really focused on having candid conversations with teens about substance use and abuse, about their interest in their bodies as they're changing and starting to go through adolescence. One of the other things that we know is that we've had some really unfortunate suicides over the past year, and having candid conversations with our teens about mental health and how it's okay to not be okay, and what you can do when you're not feeling like you're okay or you need somebody to talk to. I think that those are really important programs that we're able to offer because of the support that we get specifically on this day. For those folks who also know that our teens are struggling with substance abuse and mental health issues, high-risk behaviors, this is a time when you can come and really support those programs through the Boys and Girls Club.
If somebody can't make it, how can they still help?
So if folks aren't able to come on the day of the Youth of the Year breakfast, they can always make a donation on our website, and they can visit our website by going to www.bgcslv.org, and that stands for Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley.org. And there's a massive sticker just on the upper right-hand side that says Donate Now. There are two ways to do that. You can make a PayPal donation, or you can donate through the Colorado Gives page. We track all of those donations, and one of the things that we're really fortunate to have in the state of Colorado is something called the Child Care Tax Credit. And that means that every contribution over $100 is eligible for a 50% tax credit, which means if you give $100 to the Boys and Girls Clubs, you will get $50 back from the state of Colorado. If you give $1,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs, you will get $500 back from the state of Colorado on your tax return. It really is an opportunity to maximize the impact of that donation. We really encourage folks to hit that $100 mark because it makes a big difference.
You had mentioned, you know, you're having some repairs needed to the building. I remember when we were here last time, the heating and air people were out here working. We encourage people to help support you so you can keep this thing moving forward.
Like we were talking about before, it's a 20-year-old building and it's going to have 20-year-old building issues. Recently, we've replaced two toilets in the bathrooms. We've replaced two different heaters, most of the lights on the outside. We've worked really hard to make this place feel welcoming and inviting to our members. We had a generous donation that supported brand new carpet in our entire facility, which really helped. It was really well worn, and we're hoping that this carpet will last another 20 years. But without those monies for repairs, it's really difficult for us to keep the building in good repair.
What about future plans for the Boys and Girls Club here?
We have a number of priorities, really three priorities that we're working on in a 3 to 5 year plan. The first thing that I want everybody to know is that the Boys and Girls Club is committed to serving more young people more often with deeper impact. Right now, we're seeing an average of 130 kids a day in the year 2018. That's up significantly from the 119 a day that we saw in 2018, which was up significantly from the 109 a day that we saw in the first half of 2018. So we're just growing leaps and bounds, really busting at the seams with the number of young people that we can support. But we're really committed to making sure that we can support all the young people who need our services. The three priorities that we really have, the first of those is social-emotional competency or social-emotional learning. That's the ability to roll with the punches. When somebody is having a difficult time, how can we teach them to be resilient and move through that, or to find resources if they need? One of the other things that we know, we talked a little bit earlier, that young people are really into devices and technology, and so they're not doing as much communication face-to-face and really building up those relationships. The second thing that we're really focusing on is workforce development. When we say workforce development, we don't necessarily mean getting jobs, although we also mean getting jobs. And one of the programs that we have at the Boys and Girls Club is a junior staff program that Maddie is also in charge of. And that really teaches young people how to be employees and also gives them that line on their resume that can get them in the door to their next step. So it gives them the job experience that they need to take the next step. But also when we talk about workforce development, we're talking about creative thinking, we're talking about collaboration, we're talking about problem solving, the ability to go one step beyond the first step to solve an issue, which we know that a lot of employers are looking for. The third thing that we're really focused on is youth advocacy. So we're doing a lot of work right now on youth and adult partnerships and teaching adults how to get out of the way of the good work that our young people want to do in our community. We're living in an age where young people have grown up with Malala as a role model, who at 13, 14 years old was standing up in the face of great adversity, who won a Nobel Peace Prize at the age of 18, is transforming the world. They don't want to wait until they're 30 years old to make a difference. They want to make a difference right now. And as adults, we need to learn how to support that and often get out of the way of their success. So those are really the three priorities that we have moving forward. We want to continue to partner with a number of other organizations that are doing youth development across the San Luis Valley. We also want to make sure that we're partnering with folks like Hobbytown, who are doing great activities like rocket launching and RC cars, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts that are doing great activities, 4-H clubs, and really amplifying the impact of those things to make sure that every young person in the San Luis Valley has access to those kinds of activities.
To wrap up on this, one of the big things that's coming up, and this is very, very soon, is the Youth of the Year breakfast.
Again, coming up on March 12th, which is a Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, we will have a free event to highlight the winner of our Youth of the Year contest. We also will recognize the other youth who applied for the Youth of the Year and the Junior Youth of the Year, which is a pretty incredible opportunity to celebrate young people in our community. We hope that lots of folks show up. We are asking for folks who come to make a contribution to the club to continue to support the important work of our teen program. We'll provide everybody who comes with a free breakfast that's coming from Eve's Restaurant. It'll be a backdoor burrito with some delicious green chili. That breakfast will be served by members of our club, and it'll be at our Alamosa unit, which is located at 1115 10th Street in Alamosa, Colorado.
Well, Aaron, Maddie, I want to thank you so much for your time, and certainly hope you have a great turnout for your breakfast.
Thank you so much, Adam.
For more than 70 years, the Youth of the Year program has honored and celebrated the nation's most inspiring youth and their incredible stories. That's 7 decades of these inspiring teens traveling the country to speak on behalf of Boys and Girls Club youth and showing America what it means to be a true leader. These youth have changed the face of future leaders. Youth of the Year from across the country have gone on to impact our community in a better way, becoming college professors, motivational speakers, doctors, lawyers, entrepreneurs, and more. Some have even gone back to work at their clubs, providing mentorship and guidance to kids and teens to help them shape their path toward a greater future. Help support the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley's work with the teens. Please attend the upcoming fundraiser, Youth of the Year Breakfast. It's Tuesday, March 12th, from 7 to 8 a.m. at the BGCSLV at 1115 10th Street in Alamosa. Can't attend the breakfast? You can go to their website at bgcslv.org and use the donate button on the homepage or call 719-589-5252. That's 719-589-5252.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by,
along with audit assurance, comprehensive tax compliance and planning services, and extensive business accounting and payroll services, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. offers so much more for your business needs. From start to finish, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. can help you take care of and make sense of your business valuation. Whether you are thinking of buying a new business or in the midst of a difficult divorce, the amount of value attached to your business is important. They can provide useful and objective analysis to assist you in the valuation of any business in which you have an interest. Further, they offer assistance in buying or selling a business, along with estate planning for both business owners and individuals. Should you find yourself in or pending litigation, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. is prepared to support you along the way. They can compile information, provide testimony, and provide forensic accounting to help determine financial loss or illegal accounting practices. And when it comes to professional QuickBooks sales, service, and support, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. is your choice that stands alone in quality, cost, and expertise. They have extensive experience helping small and medium-sized businesses implement processes, procedures, and technology helping to improve your success. That's Wall Smith Bateman, Inc., Certified Public Accounting. To get started organizing and understanding your finances and tax service needs, call 719-589-3619. That's 719-589-3619. Visit them on the web at wsbcpa.com or at 700 Main Street in Alamosa. Their mission and values are the essence of who and what they are.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. You can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley.